Frida Kahlo, the woman who was famous for painting herself.
I'm famous today for my colorful paintings, especially my self-portraits, which are some of the most famous art from my country, Mexico. And I'm also famous because I was married to another important Mexican artist, Diego Rivera. I was born in Coyoacán, a small town near Mexico City, on the 6th of July, 1907. I was born in our family's house, La Casa Azul, the Blue House. My mother was my father's second wife. They had four daughters together, and I was their third child. But I had two half-sisters, as well as my own three sisters. This was because my father and his first wife, who died at a young age, had two daughters together. So I grew up with females all around me. My mother was a religious woman, and she always took us to church with her on Sundays. Sundays were peaceful days then, but some of my first memories are not peaceful ones. They are memories of the sound of guns. If we were in the street and we heard guns, my mother picked me up and quickly ran to our house. The year 1910 was when this started happening. As I grew up, I learned that we were living through the Mexican Revolution. Revolutionaries wanted to change our country's political system. The angry political arguments and the fighting lasted for many years. In those years, the fighting in the streets often made it difficult for us to live normally. For example, it wasn't easy to get food. Going to the shops was often too dangerous for us. When I was 6 years old, I became seriously ill, which added to our problems. First, I started to feel very tired. I had no energy to do anything. I had to stay at home and rest. But the illness soon became worse. Our doctor told my mother that I had poliomyelitis. "There's no cure for the illness," he said, "and your daughter will need a lot of help." My right leg became withered. It became thinner than the other one. Soon it was very weak. I couldn't move it easily. Other children noticed this and they laughed at me. But I decided not to let my illness interrupt my life. When I was able to go to school, I tried hard at everything. My weak leg didn't stop me playing sports and enjoying my life again. At my first school, the classes which I enjoyed most were the art and literature classes. The Mexican Revolution continued, and in 1914, the First World War started in Europe. That war lasted for 4 years, and as a result, there was less trade between Mexico and European countries. As a result, there were fewer things in the shops. But life went on, and in 1922, my hard work at my first school won me a place at the Escuela Nacional Preparatoria. The Escuela Nacional was one of the most important schools in Mexico City, and I was one of only 35 girls there. My main interest at that time was in medicine. I wanted to become a doctor. At the school, I found a lot of friends. My closest friend there was a young man called Alejandro Gomez Arias. And at that time, I first met the famous muralist, Diego Rivera. He was creating a mural called The Creation in a building which I visited. After I completed my time at the school, I wanted to explore the world. But in 1925, Alejandro and I were hurt in a serious accident. We were traveling in a bus, which was hit by a tram. I was hurt very badly. In fact, I was very close to death. I was unconscious when I was taken to a hospital. "Your leg is broken in 11 places," said the doctor when I finally woke. I looked at the bandages that covered my body, and I knew that the news was worse than the doctor had said. I soon learned that many other bones were broken too, but the injuries to my abdomen were the worst problem. As a result of those, I was never able to have children. In the next few weeks, I had the first of a large number of operations. I had 35 in all, and for 3 months, my body was covered in plaster. Very slowly, I learned to walk, but the pain was with me for the rest of my life. As a result, I decided not to become a doctor. I decided to become a painter instead. I couldn't leave the house very often, but I could paint at home. My mother had a special easel made for me so that I could paint while I was lying in bed. My father gave me paints and brushes, and I began to paint. The first picture which pleased me was a self-portrait, a painting of myself. I gave it to Alejandro, and that is how I began my journey as an artist. I completed 143 paintings during my career, and 55 of them were self-portraits. People often asked me why this was. "It's because I'm so often alone," I replied. "I'm the subject which I know best." And it's true that my life was lonely for a long time. But I had lots of time for thinking as well as for painting. At that time, though, I never painted my dreams. I didn't paint from my imagination. I only painted the reality of my life. At last, however, I was strong enough to go outdoors. The revolutionaries had won the war in Mexico, and people began to hope for a better life. And people began to take an interest in my paintings. Soon I met Diego Rivera again. I showed him some of my pictures and asked for his thoughts about them. I was surprised and pleased when he said, "You have skill." Diego gave me good advice. And after one of our meetings, he invited me to his studio. That was the start of a special relationship. In 1929, Diego and I decided to marry. My mother didn't agree with our decision. Why? Diego was 20 years older than me, and he wasn't a religious person. He didn't believe in any gods. My mother thought that there were too many differences between us. However, we shared many interests, and we were in love. I was sure that we were going to be happy together. We each had many other friends, and we spent time with them too. but we felt strong as a couple. Over the next few years, we often spent time together in the great American cities where Diego painted murals in important buildings. Diego and I believed in communism. We became friendly with the communist thinker Leon Trotsky after he left Russia. Trotsky had been an important politician in Moscow, but he hadn't agreed with Stalin, the Russian leader. After that, his life was always in danger. During his visit to us in Mexico, Trotsky and I became very close friends. But one terrible day, he was killed by a man who Stalin sent to Mexico. When I found a completely personal style as an artist, my paintings used ideas from old Mexican culture and religious art, and also from Native American culture. I started to use brighter colors. I worked in a style that has been called primitive, but my work also used the ideas of surrealism. Many people liked my work, and as a result, I had a successful exhibition in the USA during 1938. A visit to Paris in the following year led to another exhibition. And the best news of all was that the famous Louvre Museum bought one of my paintings. It was an exciting time, because Mexican art was becoming known across the world. But during that year, 1939, another world war began. And as I returned home, sailing across the Atlantic Ocean, I had another reason for worry. After 10 years, my marriage to Diego was failing. Perhaps we spent too much time apart. Perhaps we had too many other friends. Our marriage ended that year, but we still loved one another. And the next year, 1940, we decided to get married again. We continued to argue and to make each other unhappy, but that was part of our life together. It seemed that we needed the arguments. We needed to make each other unhappy. None of these problems stopped me from painting. I was busy during the 1940s. I painted a lot of pictures. And in 1943, I started teaching for the Mexican Education Ministry's School of Painting and Sculpture. Because my health wasn't very strong, I was able to teach my classes at home. People called my students Los Fridos. In 1952, I made some changes to my style of painting. I started work on a group of still life pictures. But the pain from my old injuries was getting worse. My doctors gave me drugs to help me with my pain. Unfortunately, these drugs had a bad effect on my body. As my health got worse, part of my right leg had to be cut off. I learned to walk with an artificial leg, but this took a long time. Once again, I had to be alone a lot, and my painting helped me to feel better about this. Painting helped me, but each day I had to fight for survival. Each little illness lasted longer. When I had a one-woman exhibition in Mexico City, I couldn't stand up. My bed was brought to the gallery where my pictures were hanging. I sat in bed while people looked at my work all around me. I knew that death was coming closer. I wanted to use my time to do my best work. I hoped that I succeeded. When I died, at my family home in Coyoacan on the 13th of July 1954, I was only 47 years old. But in the years since my death, my work has become famous across the world.